yes, is Barry there?
I believe this place.
This is Raleigh Ardenwine at 5214 Broadway in Rosebud.
No, he's not right now.
Well, I talked with him, you know, this afternoon. Well, not this afternoon. It's been a couple afternoons ago down here at the IGA store, and he said he was interested in coming to my church. I'm a pastor out there. And he gave me his number, and I didn't want to talk with him.
Well, he's gone to the store. He'll be back though pretty soon, I hope.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. Is this his mother?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, Miss Gentry, I'll just call him back later on in of the evening, then.
Well, he should be here pretty soon. He's been gone a long time. You know, I get worried about him. And
yeah.
Home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I see. Well, he should be there before dark, surely.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a lot for calling. And if you
want to
call back later, okay.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Gentry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, is this Mr. Gentry?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. Well, this is Raleigh Ardenwine down at Temple Baptist Church, and we would certainly like to have you in attendance at our church,
well,
Mr.
Sir,
Gentry.
I go to the just a moment.
Okay.
Lincoln Park Baptist Church, sir.
Oh, you do go to the Lincoln Park. Well, at our church, we've had very many mystical meetings that we would love to have you attend. We speak of, well, last Sunday, for example, we spoke on buffalo.
Not many buffaloes left on the prairies now, sir.
No, there's not many left. And
oh, the poor Indians need these.
You're right.
Yes, they do, sir.
You're right. And the buffalo is a species that we must save.
Yes.
And we've got to have the buffalo.
Yes, we have.
And there's just too many people now that are eating buffalo burger.
Yes. I'll not deal with no store that sells the buffalo burger, sir. And I know who they are, too.
I do, too. They are some Cas Walker.
That's correct.
He's one. The Blue Circle called it the Big Blue Buffalo Burger.
That's also correct, sir.
So I have been keeping up.
Yeah. Well, you failed to mention a couple of other big stores.
Well, I don't know all the stores, but I'm trying to learn.
Well, the Kroger store is one of them, too, sir.
Oh, no. They do also.
Yes, they do.
Hmm.
Just a moment. What did you say your name was, sir?
Raleigh Ardenwine, or the Reverend Raleigh Ardenwine.
The Reverend Raleigh Ardenwine. What church are you with again?
Down at
please,
Temple,
sir?
Temple Baptist.
Just a moment. Where is this Temple Baptist Church, sir?
It's on the end of Broadway down here.
Going towards downtown?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. Just a moment.
Okay.
You have a church bus running down Atlantic Avenue, sir?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Just a moment, please. I thank you to it, sir. Listen, sir, I'm kind of busy now. I've got to get back to my work.
Oh, what work were you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm reading to the paper, sir.
Oh, I see. Reading to the paper?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I sure would like to talk with you in the morning or some other time. We were going to discuss the horse and buggy and perhaps some about marching the troops and also about the international police.
Oh, I'm not with international police, sir. I'm with the United States Army. I beg your pardon?
Oh, which division?
7th Division Cavalry, sir.
Uh-huh. Who is your commanding officer?
Well, Captain Johnson is my commanding officer, sir.
He's one of the best.
Yes, he is. A fine man. However, you know who made me a lieutenant, do you not, sir?
Robert E. Lee?
That's correct, sir.
Oh, I get that. He was a great one.
He was the greatest general that ever lived, sir.
That's right.
Ulysses S. Grant is nothing but an alcoholic.
You're right.
Not only that, he's a madman, sir. I assure you to it, he is.
Have you met with Mr. Grant?
Oh, I've met him many times, sir.
I see. Yes, sir. I think it was General Lee that first quoted the mystical numbers, 3, 7, 9, and 12.
No, General Lee didn't quote them, sir.
Oh, he didn't?
I have quoted them, sir, myself.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, now my car seems to stay in the road when I quote the mystical numbers.
Mine used to, too, sir.
You don't drive now?
No, I don't have a car, unfortunately, now. My ex-wife sold it from me, sir.
I see.
Yes, she had me put into the big house, you know.
I see.
A year and a month.
I see.
Yes.
And that's where you learned the numbers?
Oh, no, I knew the numbers before I went there, sir.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I did.
I see. Well, you know, soon the horse and buggy will be obsolete.
Yes, they will, sir.
This is something that's very sad.
Yes, it is. What do you think about the stagecoach strike? I understand the stagecoaches is going to start running again Monday, however.
I have heard something to that effect. I certainly hope they do.
Yes. You know, if the Army didn't pay me so well, sir, I might get me a job riding shotgun on the stagecoaches.
It's a dangerous job.
I can handle it, sir.
You think you could?
Oh, I know that I could.
Well, the Indians are very mad about the buffalo right now.
Yeah, well, I sympathize with the Indians, too, sir.
They need the buffalo.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yes.
Well, listen, sir, it's been nice talking to you.
It's certainly been nice talking with you, Mr. Gentry. Sir, is it Sergeant Gentry?
Lieutenant, sir.
Lieutenant Gentry.
Lieutenant is my rank. That's correct.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Okay,
I'll talk with you again.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye.